2022. Now, the reason I play this is because, you know, as you know, even though I'm the daddy-o of the radio and quite ugly, I do pick up the occasional not bad-looking bird that I haven't paid for. So if my photo is ever on this website, it's probably because Rachel put it on there. The website is called Douchebag, and Douchebag One, that's what he wants to be known as, is on the phone. He's in America, and he's got this website where people send in photos. If you see a really ugly guy with a really good-looking girl, I want to find out why. Morning, how are you, mate?
Good morning.
All right, tell me a little bit about this website. I know why it exists, because I often see really good-looking women, and Rachel and I go, is she really going out with him? Well-known Joe Jackson song. You could have called the website that, actually. Is she really going out with him? Tell me about it.
It's a plague that's been striking the United States. I don't know if it's gotten over there, but it's this increasing tendency for really attractive women to cuddle up with the greasiest douchebags in the club.
Yeah, they're usually football players, actually, over here.
Yeah, I apparently you've given my city one of your douchebags, David Beckham.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
David Beckham is not a douchebag.
Well, that's true, actually.
He's one of the best-looking men in the world, so that doesn't really count. We've got some ugly football players over here, though, boy.
At least the way I was kind of looking at it is, you know, some douchebag guys are good-looking. It's more how they carry themselves. You know,
right.
Kind of like...
Or how they steal your women.
This just sounds like an awful lot of envy, douchebag one.
No, you don't understand, Rach.
Well, no, I do understand, because I know what it's like when you see it the other way around, when you see a good-looking guy with an ugly girl. I mean, it does happen.
Well, there's no doubt I'm extremely jealous and a bitter individual.
The thing is about us girls, right, and I know this may be hard to believe, but we look beyond the shallow exterior, you see. We go for somebody who makes us laugh or makes us feel secure, or whereas guys, their prime motive is to go for someone fit and hot. So they can't understand why the boot can be on the other foot. They don't understand why a girl could go out with a guy who isn't attractive, but inside he may be wonderful.
That's very true.
Yeah, I don't know what she said then either. All I heard was blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, is that British speak? Because I have no idea what that meant.
So do you have a girlfriend yourself, douchebag number one?
I am seeing somebody. I sort of view myself as the anti-douchebag because I sort of am trying to expose the mechanism at work that's fooling the hot chicks.
Right.
Is your girlfriend a hot chick?
She's pretty cute.
Okay, and you are a bit of a douchebag.
I have my douchebag days. I'm a reformed douchebag.
You've got some great photos on your website. There are hundreds and hundreds of them. Who submits these photos?
I know, it's kind of crazy. I started it off by hunting on a lot of club websites, and since pretty much about a month or two into it, people started sending me pictures, and that's pretty much how it works now, is I just go through the pictures I get.
Right.
And when I see the right combination, I put it up.
Now, have you ever thought of contacting some of these guys and saying, how'd you do it? Rather than, you know, bringing them down and slagging them off, have you never thought of trying to find out what their secrets are? Because then, you know, everyone could have a slice of the pie.
Well, I have gotten a couple of angry emails here and there.
Let me point your attention to this, Rach, the porn star Pudster, right?
Yeah, that
short guy,
like
bandana.
You. That looks like
that's
you.
Like, that nothing like me.
Short guy, bald.
He's wearing a bandana, sunglasses. Like he looks like a tiny version of Meatloaf, but with a bigger belly, and three really fit-looking women hanging off him.
I know.
What's that about?
It looks like you, except without the three
fit-looking
women.
Doesn't look anything.
It does. Dark glasses on, leather jacket.
Hey, don't, because there'll be a photo of me there next.
Yeah. In fact, can I send you a photo of Phil?
No, don't, man.
Fit-looking woman?
No, you'll kill my chances.
Please do. Hello, what chances? Douchebag number one, can I send you a photo for the site?
Absolutely, yeah. Send it on in. I mean, you know, you got to make sure he's with a hot chick.
Oh, God, we've got loads of photos of him with hot chicks draped all over him against their will. You know, quick, come in the studio and have a photo taken with me.
Absolutely.
So, was I in the studio with Peter Andre at the time? Okay, douchebag number one, give everybody the website so they can have a look at it.
Yeah, it's www.hotchickswithdouchebags.com. So come check it out and experience the phenomenon.
Nice to talk to you. Take it easy.
All right, thanks so much.
You didn't like him very much, did you?
Not really.